Sure, miyom rav, is it true that rav paskins v'kitza that avdik kamekarka dami, good, like remelet rabbonin, but is it true that rav holds an evidence called kamekarka dami? I've omar rav daniel bar rav ketina, omar rav, instead of the name of rav, that hatoikif be avdik shachaveroi. If somebody grabs away somebody else's evidence kanani, v'yosabo malocha, and you do work with it, you should know potter, that your potter, you don't have to pay. Rashi says, l'shalim l'bolus choroi, you don't have to pay for the work that you did. Now the question is why? V'yisalkadat, if you're going to tell me, avdu kamakarkadomi, that an ever is called kamakarkadomi, and therefore what? And therefore, it's an exelis, so therefore, am I potter? Why are you potter? Why don't you have to pay? V'rishusa demori koi, it's in the rishusa demori, you're like using the onus. So if you're using the owners, you should have to pay for the use you did. You're using somebody else's. Bishlam, if you have a kinyan gzela, so kinyan gzela makes it like yours. It's like you're using yours now. But if you're old, it's like karka. So it's ainun gzelas, you're using the bylums, you have to pay, you're like renting it, you have to pay for it. So Gemara says, Hochabamayas inon, shaloi bishas malocha. We're talking about that you took away the yevit from the owner, not at the time when he would do work for the owner. So therefore, like it's called Zenan of Zelechosa, there's no loss at all to the owner. It's not the time when the owner would use him. So therefore, even though you're having enjoyment from it, but that's the klal of Zenan of Zelechosa, therefore you potter. Mara says, ki, and like this, ki hor di sholach lei Rabbi Abba lemori bamar, that boy minim Rafuni has a question from Rafuna. Hadar bechotze chaver shloi midaitoi, if you go into your friend's house and you live there without his permission, tzorach lahalis leischar or yein tzorach lahalis leischar, do you have to pay him rent for being there or not? For shochle, and he said back to him, and it's tzorach lahalis leischar, no, you don't have to pay back. And why? Because talking about a case where he wouldn't have rented it out, therefore that's the klal of zenen of zeloi choser and yepota. So Moshe says, Hochi Ashtar, what does one have to do with the other? Bishleim ahosam, bein lemandiyama, beisa, meis, v'yosev, nichalei, whether the svari that a person is happy, somebody being in his house shouldn't be empty, since you're there, you do something good for the owner. Bein lemandiyama, v'shia yuchash shar, that it's no good to have an empty house, because the mazikim come there, nicha, that's why you don't have to pay any money, because you're helping him out the fact you're there. Aval elohocha, but over here, minichale de nechuchash avdei, but over here, you're taking my evid. Sure, true, right now it's like a lunch break. Right now he's not working for me. But if you take him and work with my evid, you're making him weak. So if so, when he comes back to me, he's not going to be able to work so good. So therefore, I'm cool, I have a little of a chaser. Amri hochinami, Tamar says no. Nichale, here also the owner is nicha, that you work with him when I'm not using him. Tla lisisrei avdei, because you don't want your Rebbe to become like a Vatlin. So therefore there's a Svara that the owner is Nicha, if you take my Rebbe and use him. When I'm not using him, if you use him, and Echnami, we're not talking about that you're going to work him down, he won't be able to work for me anymore. But just not to let him be lazy, that the owner is also Nicha. Therefore it's considered a good case of Zenen of Zelei Chosar, therefore you potter. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph, around 10 lines down. The Gemara says like this: Bei Rabbi Yosef Bar Chomo have a tokif avde di inche, inche de maske buzuzi. By Rabbi Yosef Bar Chomo in the house, if somebody owed you money, so they would go and grab away his Eved Kenani, and they would work with him in between. They would work with him. They didn't pay up your money, that's what they would do. They would grab his evit. So, v'yavdulum locha, and they would do work with him. So, omale rabba brei, so rabba brei, his son, or some say rabba brei, said, my time ovid marhochi, how come you did like this? Omale, they said back, the yom Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, you should know, avdo, nuhum krise leshavya, like an evit, the bread of his stomach, he's not worth it. So therefore I have a right to take your evidence to work from you. In other words, not worth it. The owner himself doesn't gain that much. The fact that he has to feed him, he doesn't gain that much from him. Omalei said back to him, what kind of svar is that?
Ema diyom Rav Nachman. When did Rav Nachman say such a svara like that? Like somebody else doesn't care if you take away my yeved, because the fact that I have to feed him costs more than the work that he does for me. That's only kagoin dori avdei. Only like this special eved of dorei, the merakid bekuvei. He used to be like a dancer. He used to dance always by the night places. But he didn't do any work. So such an eved that doesn't do good work, for him it's not worth it to keep him around. But kuli avdei, ma'aved avdei. But a regular eved, he does his work. So of course it's worth it for the balabas to keep him. And the food that he pays him is nothing. He does much more work. The work is much more valuable than the food. So if so, what right do you have to take away the eved of somebody else? So Malay said back to him like this, Ano k'Rav Daniel Svirli. I hold like Rav Daniel. The Yom Rav Daniel. Bar Rav Ketini. Omar Rav. That ha'toikif bi'avdei shochaveroi. If somebody grabs away somebody else's eved kenani, v'yosa boy melocha, and you do work with it, yishino pota, you don't have to pay back the owner. You don't have to pay him. Again, we already came out before that we paskin that avdo is karkadomi. Therefore, really, it's not nigzelus. So since lemaisa, since it's not nigzelus, really it's called you using the owner's eved. It's like you're using it, maybe you should have to pay him for the schiris. So why over here do we say yepoter? So Morris says, no, the reason is, Alma, we see, nichalei delelisterei avdei. There's a svara to say that the owner himself is happy if somebody else uses his eved. In other words, that the eved should not come to be a batlin, should not come to be used to taking it easy. Therefore, as long as the owner right now is not using him, it doesn't bother the owner if somebody else uses his eved. Therefore, you don't have to pay it, like you're doing a favor for the eved. You're doing a favor for the master. Omalebri said back to him, Hani mili, when is this a good svara? Heched loy masek buzuzi. That's only if this person, like the owner of the eved, does not owe you money. If he does not owe you money, so then if you take his eved, you're like doing him a favor. But mar, but you, since the master owes you money, he's your loiva, if so, kivan the masek bozuzi. Since lemaisi, he owes you money, merze keribis. Now if you're going to take his eved, like if the malva is going to take the loiva's eved and use it in work, and not going to have to pay him for it, it looks as if the work that the eved is doing for you is like ribis. That's the interest that you're taking on this loan. And that's also because the Yom Rav Yosef, Bar Minyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Afa Pi Shomru, even though it was said, Afa Pi Shomru, that Hadar, Bechotze Chaver Shloimi Daitai, Ein Tzorach Lahalas Leschar, if somebody lives in his friend's house without permission, you don't have to pay back money for that, and we came out before. That's in the case of Zenene, Vizeloi Choso, where anyway you wouldn't have rented out your house. And you had a place to live anyway without pay. So therefore it's called Zenene Vizeloi Choso. In such a case you don't have to pay money. But in a case of Halveyu, in a case where first you lent him money, if you're the Malva, now Vidar Bechotze Chaveroi, now you go and sleep over in the house of the Loivis house overnight, Yishno the Locheris Tzorech Lahalas Leschar, the Malva has to pay money, has to pay the rent to the Loiva. Why? Because otherwise it looks like ribis. It looks like the Schar that you're staying there for free is like he's giving you ribis, and that's also to do. So he says, Omalei, he said, Daki Taka, true what you're saying, and therefore, Hadri B, I'm Chayzer, I retract what I'm doing, Taka Tzasa, about the Tmechli Karibis, therefore I won't do this. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learned like this, Ha Toikev Svinosoi Shachaberoi. If somebody goes and grabs away the ship of his friend, you grab away his ship. Now, V'yosa Bo Malocha, and you do work with it, like you use the ship. You use it. So Amar Rav says, Rotsa Schor Noitel, if you want to, the owner has a right to say, pay me for the rent. In other words, you're using it, you have to pay me for the rent. Rotsa Pichsa Noitel, if you want to, he could say, no, you have to pay me for the Pichsa. Pichsa Rashi says, like in Nishpura, if you broke something on the boat, or on the ship, or in his Kalkula, Udemei Pichsa Yisera Naskara, in the case where this damage that you did to the ship is more valuable than the rent you would have charged. So therefore, lo tildu me pichsa. The owner has the right to say, pay me for the damage that you did to my ship. That's what Rav says. Ushmula mashmul says, no, you only have a right, you can only have a right to charge for the damage that he did. But not for the rent. Not if he'd like mashmul, if he didn't do any damage there, you can't charge him for the rent. Omar, Papa says, le pligi. Really, I tell you, there's no machlekes here. Ho di avidaliagra, one is talking about a ship that's usually rented out. So Rashi says, therefore, mistama ki nochas lo adaita diagra nochas. When you go into the ship, most probably you go in there to rent it. Hilkach lav v'teres gazlin danin alei. We don't say you're a gazlin that you're stealing it. V'noi saints chora al korchoi. Therefore, you have to pay for the rent. In rabim heim al demei pichso. That even if the rent is more than the may pichs, you have to pay for the rent. Because if it's oimed to rent it, so we say that's most probably what you did, and therefore it's like an agreement that you have to pay for the rent. And ho de lo yovad liyagra. The other case is talking about that it's not oimed. The owner does not rent it out. So Rashi says, lo yoyiv le ela pichsa. In such a case, you're like a gazlin, you stole it. So therefore, lemai say, you have to pay back the pchas that you did, what you ruined it. The boy is saying another terrorist is like this. Could be both are talking about in the case that it's normal for the owner to rent out his ship. But one is that like you went down al manas to rent it. So it's a Rashi. Therefore Rashi says, because the maisa you took it, then you have to pay for the damage you did. But for her, the nochas lo adaita de gazlanusa. The second case talking about you only went down the gazlanusa. So Rashi says in such a case, afilu schara godel, even if the rent is very important, is a lot, mi pichsa lo yoyev ela pichsa, chola gazlanum shom gishasa gzela, you only have to pay gishasa gzela, you don't have to pay for the rent you used in between.
So therefore again, for the schar, for the rent that you used in between, that you don't have to pay. But for the b'chas, I call upon him that you ruined it for him, for the b'chas, that you would have to pay. Now the Gemara says that gozol matbeya v'nistak. If you stole the matbeya coin, v'nistak, and you cracked it, so that's called a kinyan shinui, and therefore you can keep it, you just have to pay back the money. Omer Rav Huna, nistak mamish. That the Mishnah says nistak, it means it was cracked, so the coin is not usable now. But Nifsal, when the Mishnah says at the end that Nifsal, that there the pshat is that you can say Haresh Lech Lefanecha, that's Paslos Malchus. Just the king says not to use this coin. Rashi says HaMelech Tziva Shelo Yotza Loi B'Medina Zu Loi B'Medina Cheres. The king said this coin cannot be used. If so, that's why it's called like a Hezek Shena Nikla. You can't see the difference in the coin itself. Therefore, you could say Haresh Lech Lefanecha. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Posloso malchus nami hainu nistak. Rabbi Yehuda says no. If the king says that this coin cannot be used, not here, not any other place, that's also called like nistak. The Rashi says techivon deloy nofik legamri. Since it can't be used anywhere, then hezek gomru. That's called the real hezek. Or mishalon kashasek zelo. That's called like a gazlin, and therefore you have to pay how much it was worth kashasek zelo. You cannot say harei shalach lefanecha. So Mar says, if so, elahechi domi nifsal. If so, what's the sefer of the Mishnah that says just by nifsal that you could say harei shalach lefanecha? So Mar says, sheposlosa medina zu v'yotza medina cheres. Just the king just said, like in this city, we're not going to use this coin, but it could be used in another coin. Like Rashi says, elahechi domi nifsal. The Tony mas nitzna harei shalach lefanecha. That we say it is good. So there Rashi says, "Gagan shepaslosa medina zu b'nei medina paslosa miyatzman." It's not even that the king said; just the people in the city themselves said not to use it. So therefore, that's called like a hezek shena nikar. The coin is still the same coin. Here you could say, "Harei shalach lefanecha." Or malei Rav Chizda l'Rav Huna. So Rav Chizda said about Rav Huna, "Lididoch, according to you, the amrit that you say nifsal." is poslosa malchus, that if the king says it can't be used at all, it's still called the same coin. That you could say haresh lech lefanecho, it's not called a shinui. If so, haray peirois. If so, yaharay peirois. The hekivu, that the Mishnah says that you have peiros, and they became rotten, they become spoiled. Reals yayin, the hechmet, so you have wine, and became chametz, it became vinegar. The chipos loso, malchus domi, that's like the case where the king said you can't be used. Huketoni, still the end of the Mishnah says, mishalom kishasak zela, here it is called a good zela, and you have to pay back kishasak zela. Says, so it's a kasha, new rafuna. You rafuna say that posloso malchus is like, so like, how come you say by Nisal, when the king says that this coin cannot be used nowhere, it's still called a coin, and you can still say Haresh Lach Lefanecha? Like why? Luchur, it's not usable, it should be called like Peiris that got rotten, or like Yain that became Chometz. Or Malays, he said back, no poshut. Hoson Nishtana Taimoi Verechoi. But let's say the wine, the taste changed, and the reich, it smells different. The kiss, it's like Nikta, you can tell right now, it's a different thing altogether. Here, the coin is the same coin, it looks alike. Just the king just said, this coin we're not going to let you use. So therefore, such a coin is not called a shinui, therefore you could say hereshalach lefonecho. Oh, male rov le Rav Yehuda. So Rav now says back to Rav Yehuda. Lididoch, according to you, the omer that you say, posloso malchus, nami haino nistach, you say no. But if the king says this coin cannot be used nowhere, that's called like a shinui, and therefore the gazlin is kono, and he could see ken se hereshidach lefonecho. It's like nistach, the after take a shasak zelo. If so, haray truma vinitamas. How come the sefer says that if you have truma, and you stole truma, and it became tamei, tichi posloso malchus domi, now that's like the melech passled it, you can't use it. Truma tamei cannot be used. Who still, katoni, the Mishnah says at the end, oy melech hareshelech lefonecho, you have a right to say on this truma, hareshelech lefonecho, that you could give, return it. So kasher is why? Why is this worse than a matbeya that posloso malchus, the king said, can't be used anywhere? Or Malay, he said back, Hosom Lemintkara Hazeka. Still there's a difference. When the Truma became Tomei, Lemaisa's not Nikki, you can't tell at all that it's Tomei. True, the din is chal upon it, and now it can't be used. But if you look at it, you can't tell the tumor is there. Mashenken Hocho Mintkara Hazeka. Here, this coin, everybody can see how this coin looks. And everybody knows that this coin, the king said, can't be used. So since the king said this coin can't be used, that's not called a good coin, that's called a shinui, therefore on this the gazlin is kono, and he has to pay the dummy. So kitzas, it's not a kasha, both on Rafuna and on Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says like this, itma, learned like this, ha'mal ve'eschadeir al ha'matabeya, if somebody lends somebody money, al ha'matabeya, like Rashi says, shakotas le'mois, we make up the exact amount of money, how much you have to pay me. So Rashi says, ha'mal ve'eschadeir means shum pramakdia, that you lent your friend some business, some things, let's say you lent him 100 shares, and you made up, you made up a price that he's going to have to pay me back $100 for it. So we made up a price for the merchandise. So that's called Hamal ve'eschadeir al ha'matbeya v'nifsula ha'matbeya. And now the king says this matbeya is not going to be used anymore. And you made up to pay back with this coin. So what's the locha? How do you pay back now? So Rav Rama Rav says that the locha